Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, March 9th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Weisperplein. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we turn the vast ocean of knowledge that is Wikipedia into engaging podcast episodes for the curious minds. Today, we're journeying to Amsterdam to explore a piece of its urban fabric, the Weisperplein, a bustling square that serves as an intersection of culture, history, and transport, reflecting the dynamism of this iconic Dutch city. If you've ever wandered through the heart of Amsterdam, you may have traversed Weisperplein without even realizing it. It's a hub that keeps the city's pulse beating strong, connecting commuters, tourists, and locals alike. Weisperplein lies in the eastern part of the city center, known for integrating different modes of transportation. With tram and subway stations all converging here, it's a point that exemplifies the Dutch approach to urban design: efficiency, accessibility, and a touch of charm. But why talk about a square in Amsterdam? You might think it's just another piece of the cityscape. And in some ways, you're right. Yet, in our modern world, these spaces have stories and significance that go beyond merely being parts of a city's anatomy. Weisperplein is no exception. It's a breathing chapter of Amsterdam's history, constantly rewritten by the footsteps of its people. Imagine standing at the square's center. Take in the sounds of trams clattering by, the hum of the city life, and the chatter of people from all corners of the world. Now think back to the 1930s, when Weisperplein was part of a major urban development project aimed at modernizing Amsterdam and adapting it to an increasingly mobile society. Interestingly, it wasn't always the transportation nexus we know today. The square only gained prominence after the construction of the Rhein-Spoorplein metro station in the late 1970s, named for the old Rhein-Spoor railway station that once stood at Weisperpoort. Yes, transportation has been central to its identity, transforming over years, much like the city itself. But it's not just the flow of people that gives Weisperplein its character. The square is flanked by buildings with their own tales to tell. Consider the University of Amsterdam's Rootersiland campus. With its diverse student body, it injects a youthful zeal and global perspective into the area. Have you ever walked by a university and felt that buzz of potential? That sense of countless ideas budding in the minds around you? That's what Rootersiland brings to Weisperplein. Let's embark on a mini thought experiment. How do you think Weisperplein harmonizes the old with the new? The city's not just an architectural museum, preserved in time, but a living, adapting environment. Weisperplein exemplifies the integration of contemporary development within a historic context. For instance, the square's proximity to the Amstel River reminds us of Amsterdam's origins as a fishing village built around waterways, a contrast to the modern transport facilities present today. It's a confluence of centuries colliding in the span of a few steps. What does that say about our relationship with the spaces we inhabit? Have you felt that mix of time periods in your own city? And now, a bit about the aesthetics. Weisperplein features a recognizable sculpture, The Kiss, a striking piece by artist Jeroen Henneman. This artwork adds another layer of character and conversation to the square. How does art influence your experience of a public space? Can you think of a local sculpture or monument in your area that transforms the feeling of a place? Beyond the aesthetics and foot traffic, Weisperplein comes with its share of challenges, mirroring issues faced by modern cities globally: safety, congestion, and the impact of tourism. How does a city square cater to a swelling population and growing demands while maintaining its identity? How does it evolve without losing its sense of place? Take the interaction of pedestrians, cyclists, cars, and trams on the square. In your own travels, have you encountered a place where the mix of transportation created a unique environment, maybe an organized chaos that somehow just works? Balancing different modes of transport and ensuring safety becomes an art in itself. In recent times, Weisperplein has undergone various renovations to make it more pedestrian-friendly and improve its accessibility. endeavors that are essential in the mission to keep historical spaces alive and thriving. How important is it to you that cities invest in such infrastructure, not just for necessity, but for the enhancement of the community's quality of life? For those among our listeners passionate about city planning, urban design, and the ever-changing dynamics of public spaces, Weisperpline stands as an example of the unique challenges and opportunities these pursuits entail. For the tech enthusiasts, it's worth noting how modernization, like the implementation of an advanced subway system, integrates with existing structures and social constructs. Let's wrap up our virtual visit to Weisperpline by considering the human connections these squares foster. Weisperpline is an intersection in the truest sense, not just of roads and rails, but of lives and stories. It's where diverse pathways coincide and for a moment share a common ground. After all, isn't that what public spaces are for? To bring together a community in all its vibrancy? We hope this brief jaunt through Weisperpline has enriched your understanding of the significance of city squares. Before we close, we invite you to dive into the Wikipedia article on Weisperpline, learn more about Amsterdam's rich urban tapestry, and discover the narratives behind the city's landmarks. And we want to hear from you. Have you been to Weisperpline or a similar urban space that left a lasting impression? How do you think these public areas shape our cities and our lives within them? Reach out on our social platforms, share your thoughts, and become a part of the conversation. Thank you for lending us your ears here at Wikipedia. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Weisperpline. Thanks for listening. See you next time.